Good morning. Today's daf is daf Nun Beis. We were still on Nun Aleph Amud Beis, dealing with the laws of Ona'a. So we had seen an argument between Rav and Shmuel. What happens when there was a condition where the seller and the buyer had agreed, we're making the sale on condition that there won't be any claims of Ona'a, we're waiving the laws of Ona'a. So Rav said that one could not do so, and Shmuel said that that condition would take effect. So the Gemara had asked, Meisvei, I'll challenge you, this is towards the top of Nun Aleph Amud Beis, we learned in a Braisa that Hanosei v'Hanosein ba'amana, someone who was given merchandise by a seller, the seller said, you know what, sell it little by little, and whatever you get, you'll bring back to me. I don't know what the price is going to be. Whatever you'll get, you'll give to me. Or someone who tells his friend, here, I'm selling to you, but on condition that there's no claim of Ona'a, there is no law of Ona'a. So that's against Rav. So the Gemara said, you'll have to say that, according to Rav, when Rav said there is Ona'a, even when a person made a condition, that was only following the view of Rabbi Meir, that a person can't make a condition against what the Torah had already established. And therefore, that braisa that said you could make such a condition was following the view of Rabbi Yehuda, that in monetary matters, such conditions would take effect. Shmuel, who said that you could make such a condition, is following the view of Rabbi Yehuda. Rava gave another answer, lo kasha, it's not a contradiction, kan bistam. When Rav said that the condition to waive Ona'a didn't take effect, that's the general condition, where the two say there won't be a law of Ona'a. But if a person says explicitly, listen, the price really should have been X, and I'm charging you X plus 5, but you're willing to accept and you're waiving the claim of Ona'a, that's when it takes effect, and that's the meaning of the price.
So there is nothing, you cannot do any tonight, can you? Generally
not. So that's what we had gotten up to. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa. Hanosei v'hanosein ba'amana. Talking about this concept of a man who is selling because he's trusted. In other words, a man has merchandise. He gives it to his friend. Let's say he gives him 2 barrels. He said one barrel is good wine. It's easy to sell. The other is bad wine that's hard to sell. And he tells his friend, you know what, you sell the bad wine. I know it's going to be hard to sell. So sell a little at a time. And whatever price you'll get, I know you'll get for me the best price you can. I'm trusting you. You'll get the best price you can. So harei zeh lo yechashev es hara ba'amana ves hayafeh b'shava. This seller should not initially sell all the good wine and then keep that money for a while and over that while start selling the bad wine little by little. And once he sells off all the bad wine, come and give all the money back. Because by holding the money for a while, it looks like it's interest. It looks like he has the money that he's borrowing. Then he's returning it. And it looks like the fact that he was able to hold on to that money for a while was why the real owner didn't give him a commission for this for the sale of the bad wine. And that looks like interest, that because he held it on, you know, because he had more time to hold it, so he was given an item of value. Ella, so rather what he should do is ozev v'zeh be'amana, that both for the good wine and for the bad wine, he should be given an interest. He should be given a commission for selling it, which we'll see soon is 4%. Ozev v'zeh be'shaveh, or both the good wine and the bad wine, he should not be getting any commission for. He should just be giving back the value back for having sold them.
But if that's not in the best interest of the friend, that's the best way of getting the price, is actually not doing him a favor. The friend trusts him, so he knows he's not taking the interest. So who is the perception to that?
The perception is that he got interest. That here,
because
if he sells the good wine and he gets money for the good wine, and then you know over time he sells the bad wine, and that already looks like a situation of interest. If you look at the Rashi, right, Hareza lo yachshav lo asara ba'amani. He shouldn't have the bad wine with the rules of commission, v'esayafa b'shav, and the good wine with its value, v'yoslo hamtanas mo sayafa b'schar tircho, that he will be able to hold on to the good, to the money from the good wine as the reward for all of his efforts in selling the bad wine. Kikon hayulo shnei yenos. Let's say he was given two wines, yafa, a good wine, sheyeshlo alav kovtzim lelokcho b'vasachas. You have a lot of customers who'd like to buy it right away. For Haran, a bad wine, Sheinu Nimkar Ela B'chanus, it only is sold in a store little by little. Lo Yomar Lo, the man hiring the seller should not tell him, or Elocha Yafa B'Shavyo, here's the good wine at its value, Menashe Timkar Li, on condition that you also sell for me Hara B'chanus Kama Shatuchal, the bad wine in the store as much as you can. When everything is sold, Tain li mo shneim, give me back the monies. Upoter atzmo b'amtanas mo shel dmei hayafe. And the fact that I'm letting you hold on to the coins of the good barrel for a while, till you're selling all of the bad wine, that is milate tzchar tircho l'ra. That's going to save me from having to pay you the commission for selling the bad wine. Havi karibis, that looks like interest already. That because you're holding on to money for a while, so that's you're paying the guy who's letting you hold on to the money. You're saying, I'm doing a job for you because I'm going to hold on to the money. So that looks like interest. That's not allowed. I'm doing the job. Maybe he has use of it because it looks... Even if he's just a shomer, it looks like interest. He has the money, and the longer he's holding on to it, the more he's giving to the man who let him hold on to it for longer. So it's the Rabbanan interest.
What payment should he get? Should he get that?
What's that?
What's he going to get paid for doing a service?
So either get paid for both, or don't get paid for either.
Just do it the same way.
Unless they have a pre-agreement, you know, originally that I'm going to sell the good wine now, and then my commission is,
but we'll see in a second what the commission is. And the Brisa continues, Vinosein lo. And when this seller wants to give back to the man who'd given him the wine, the money for what he sold, Vinosein lo schar katef, if he has to subtract from it the value of, you know, the money to hire a porter to carry the wine, he subtracts that. Schar gamol, or the money that he had to spend on a camel driver to lead the wine from place to place, is schar punduk, and the money for a place to host the wine. But schar atzmo, but money for his own efforts, eino notel, he's not entitled to take. Shekvar nasan lo scharo mishalim, because when he gave him the wine to sell, he's already giving him the commission. What's that commission? Scharo Mashal Meicha Kayasiv. Where Yavle? Where is he getting that commission? So Amrav Papa Bitsteruye. We're talking about where a guy is selling canvas clothing, cannabis clothes. Yahavig, where there's a set commission of Arba Lameya, 4%, 4 out of 100 that he sells. When we talk about him getting a commission, the commission is 4% for selling the wine little by little. Okay, next Mishnah. Still talking about the laws of Ona, of deception, of taking advantage. So, asks the Mishnah, Kamatea Sela Chaseira. How much will be missing from a coin? In other words, coins over time get rubbed down. How much is missing from a coin? Lo yehe ba'onah. At that point, there is no longer ona'ah in it. It's a strange phrase. It should actually be the other way. How much is missing from the coin and there is ona'ah? Because there's so much missing, it's not a fair representation of what the coin is.
Depreciation? Is that what it is?
No, rubbed down. And remember, the coins were weights. So how much lost from the weight of the coin over time would happen, and it still won't be ona'ah. So Rabbi Meir Omer, arba isaros, isar ladina. So if you have the sela coin, and the sela coin is, the sela coin we saw before is 24 dinar. So it's 4 isarin, and isar per dinar. So it's actually 1/24. Because there are 6 ma'a kesef in a dinar. Each ma'a is 2 pundyonim. Each pundyon is 2 isarim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, if it is even less than that, 1/12. Arba pundyonim. If there are 4 pundyonim, a pundyon per dinar within the sela that's been wiped away. And Rabbi Shimon says, even less, it's a sixth. Shmona pundyonos, that out of a sela, if it was rubbed down, that it's missing. What's that?
1/6 is more than
1/12. That's right, 1/6. Shmona pundyonos. Shnei pundyonim ledinar. 2 pundyonim per dinar that it's in the sela, because there are 4 dinarim in the sela. Ad masay mutala hazir. Now, how long do you have to return a coin when you say, you know, I bought this coin, but it doesn't weigh as much as it's supposed to? It's been rubbed down. So, bikrachim, it's missing from its weight. Bikrachim in the big cities, ad kadesh yira lashulchani. If you had enough time to show it to the money changer, and that time passed, and you still haven't come to protest to return it, you can't return it anymore. But till that time, you can return it. But in the small villages where they don't have money changers, at Arve Shabbosos until Friday. And if Friday came and you still haven't returned it, the next week already is too late. Im Hayamakira. Now if the guy who had given the coin recognizes the coin, even 12 months later, he should take it back if it was a coin that wasn't as weighty as it should have been. But if he doesn't want to take it back, so since it's past Friday, the guy who bought it, and it's not as weighty as it should be, all he has is a complaint. Now, a coin that is less heavy than it should be, Nosnal Maaser Sheni, can be used to put the holiness of Maaser Sheni onto it from the fruits. Ve'eino Choshesh, and he doesn't have to worry that that's something wrong. She'eino Ela Nefesh Ra, because the truth is it is a fine coin. It's only bad people who would not be willing to accept it. So it really is a coin, and therefore it can be used for Maaser Sheni. Okay, ask the Gemara. Or Mini, I'll challenge you. The Mishnah said, these amounts, right, there are 3 different views of how much it is. You have the view of Rabbi Meir, the view of Rabbi Yehuda, and the view of Rabbi Shimon, of how much is missing from the coin, whether what's missing from the coin is 1/24, or what's missing from the coin is 1/12, or what's missing from the coin is 1/6 of weight. So the question, the Mishnah said, how much will be missing and there won't be ona'ah? But we have a braisa that says, ad kamate asela chaseira v'yeba ona'ah. How much is missing from the coin? And if that amount is missing, oh, that's already ona'ah to sell the coin for its normal value if it's missing this amount of weight. It's the exact opposite of our Mishnah.
Just ask why different language?
It's a contradiction, right? So it's a contradiction of the halachos. Is it if it's missing a sixth, that's already still a coin and it's not ona'ah? Or the opposite, if it's missing a sixth, it's such a big loss that that is ona'ah. It's not a coin anymore. And he was deceived when he bought that coin. So Amar Rav Papa answered, Lo Kasha, it's not a contradiction. Tana didan, our Tana, kachashiv mimata, lemala. He was going from the lower amounts to the higher amounts. He's saying, up till this point is not ona. But this point and more would be ona. Tana bara, the Tana of the Braisas, kachashiv milamala, lemata. He's talking about larger amounts till the smaller amounts. He's saying, from, you know, a larger amount, and then a little bit less, and then a little bit less, and a little bit less, up until missing a sixth is going to be ona'ah.
If I may ask a question.
Please.
I cannot understand it very well. All this matbe'ot is a kesef. I mean, you appreciate when I come and buy for you for six sela. It's a sela. You're not putting it in the mishkal to know if it's Shechuk or not.
Good.
Because they are like kesef.
Okay.
I mean, so what do I care if it's missing a little bit? Somebody
that's exactly the point. Somebody if somebody would check, they may not accept anymore. This it doesn't weigh the right amount. That's what he said, but most people will accept.
The guy rejects it.
It's on a per coin or per the whole unit? So coin. Two coins, and one coin is a six less. Is it still on a
That's the question, though. No, on this coin. It's on one coin.
So if one coin out of the bunch is less, you can reject the coin.
Yeah, maybe.
Thing,
depends how much is less. That's the point, right? How much of...
They had the coins made out of mud or something that they used to be rubbed off or something? Is that?
No, the coins were made of silver or copper or gold.
So they were what? Rubbed off? And then
over time, yeah. When it changes hands a lot, when people throw it around, eventually some of it wears off.
I mean, they had that kind of a perfect scale those days to...
It would have scales to check, yeah, to make sure the coin is full. So the Gemara asks, Maishna, why here when we talk about a coin to pligi? We had three different opinions. How much is missing from the coin for it to be already a disqualified coin and there be ona, that it was a false deal, whether it's a 24th missing from the coin, or a 12th missing from the coin, or a 6th missing from the coin. Maishna b'talis, why when we spoke about a talis, we didn't have that argument. Everybody said missing a 6th is an amount that you'd have to repay. So no, missing more than a 6th would already be a reversal of the deal. Missing less than a 6th would be a mechila. So why when in regards to a talis to lopli, there was no argument? Amarava, Sarava answered, Man, Tana Talis, who is the Tana of Talis, who spoke about a 6th? It's Rabbi Shimon, he who said that in regards to a coin, it's a 6th. And really, there is an argument. The earlier Mishnayos didn't quote the views of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, but according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, it would be Ona if it's missing a 12th or if it's missing a 24th. Rabbi gave a different answer. Talis, when you talk about buying a talis, so we said if it was missing a 6th, it's ona. Because ad shtus, machalinish, if it's, you know, a misprice by less than a 6th, people forgive that. The army inchi, because people always say it's always good to have clothing. Ashik legabach, the shavi lekarsach. When you want to buy stuff for your back, overpay. It's important to have things for your back. But when you're looking for food, then you never want to overpay. When it comes to your stomach, you want to have the fair price. So people are more particular about coins, which is going to become food, that should be right, than they are particular about clothing, which is so important, which they need for their body, that they're willing to overpay. And that's why in regards to clothing, everybody said it's only a differential of a 6th that gets us into the laws of ona'a. Whereas in regards to coins, there were even opinions that a differential of a 24th or a differential of a 12th gets us into the categories of ona'a. Sela, kevin de lo sagile, because a coin, if it's not going to be used, if it's not usable, even by missing a 12th, it may not be usable. Lo machil, nobody's going to forgive, and therefore already it would be ona'a. Gufa, we learned before. Ad kamate asela chasera v'yeb ona'a. How much is missing from the coin, at which point it is ona? Reb Meir Omer Arba Isaros Isar Ledina. Reb Meir says 1/24, 4 Isar out of a Sela, an Isar per Dinar that's within the Sela. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Dalet Punyonos, four Punyonos, it's a Punyon per dinar, so it's actually 1/12. Rabbi Shimon Omer Shmona Punyonos, eight Punyonos, Shnei Punyonin Ledinar, two Punyonos out of each dinar that's in the Sela, so it's a total of 1/6. Yeser Al Kain, now if the coin has not lost so much of its weight, then mochra b'shavya, then you can sell it as being a 24, then you can sell it at its regular price. You can sell the seller for the regular price for the 4 dinar. Ad kama tiyeh pachas, another halacha. Ad kama tiyeh pachas, how much can the coin be worn down v'yeh rashoy l'kaima? And you're still allowed to keep it in your house, and you don't have to worry, you know, maybe people are going to make a mistake and misvalue it. So the Gemara explains, Besela, if the coin is a Sela, Ad Shekel, until it's been, you can hold on to it, even if it loses a quarter of its weight, only once it lost half of its weight, and now it's only half of what it used to be, then you can't hold on to it anymore, you have to destroy it. A dinar also is the same amount, the same ratio. Lerova, adrova. In other words, once it's lost half of its weight of the dinar, it's only worth a quarter of a shekel, which is half of what it is, because a dinar is half of a shekel. So if it's down to a quarter of a shekel, you can't hold on to it anymore. You have to destroy it.
So somebody in the end losing half of this in the end.
Yeah, he'll end up losing, right? Because he can't have false weights and measures. If it's down to being half of its weight, right? It's supposed to be a sella. It's supposed to weigh a certain amount. It's only weighing half of what it weighs. And now pachas mikan isar. Now it loses even an isar worth of weight. Usar, you're not allowed to use it at all. So what do? Areza lo yim karen lo letagav lo lecharam. Don't sell such a coin to a merchant or to a tough guy, nor to a murderer, because they're going to use such a coin and they're going to deceive people with it. They're unethical people. They'll use a coin that's only weighing half of what it should be weighing, and they'll claim it's a full coin. So what do you have to do? Eli yikavenu, you should make a hole in the coin. Turn it into jewelry and hang it on the shoulder, on the neck of your son or the neck of your daughter. Amar, we just said, Besela, you can hold on to a coin that's losing weight, Ad Shekel, until it goes down to half of its weight. The dinar, you can hold on to it, Ad Rova, until a quarter, literally. So 1 second, the Gemara asks, Maishnah Besela Ad Shekel, why do you hold on to the Sela till it goes down till half its weight? Maishnah Bedinar Ad Rova, why the dinar do you hold on to it till it goes down to a quarter of its weight? I'm Rabbi, am I Rova the Katani Nam? What does it mean, a quarter of its weight? Rova Shekel, that's mean a quarter of the weight of the dinar. A quarter of the weight of a shekel, which is half of a dinar. I'm Rava said, Daikonami, that's also what the Brisa says. The Katani, it says Rova, it says a quarter, lo Katani Revia, not a quarter of a dinar. Shmamina, that's the proof. Ask the Gemara. Lamalei, lamislai, ledinar b'shekel. So why, when talking about the dinar, it said you could hold on to the dinar until the dinar loses so much weight that it's down to a quarter of a shekel. Why don't you just say you can hold on to the dinar until it loses so much weight that it's down to half of a dinar? When it says Milka Sagav Urcha Kamashman, he wants to teach you to ika dinar da asi mishekel, that you could have a dinar that comes from a shekel. So in other words, let's say you had a shekel, and the shekel starts losing weight because it gets used so much, and it gets rubbed down to the weight of a dinar. You can now use it as a dinar, and that's fine. It was a shekel before, but now you can use it as a dinar. We don't say people are going to use it possibly as a shekel. You say, yeah, Leila Rabbi Ami, that's a proof to Rabbi Ami. The Amar Rabbi Ami, said, dinar habami shekel. If you have a shekel coin and it gets rubbed down to a dinar, mutar l'kaimo, you're allowed to keep it and use it as a dinar. But dinar habami sela. But if you had a coin that was the sela coin, which is bigger, and it's got rubbed down now to the size and the weight of a dinar, Also, the kaimo, you can't use it as a dinar, because people might think it's a shekel, and they might use it as a shekel, which is worth 2 dinar, when really the weight is only that of 1 dinar. And the Brisa says, if you have a coin that gets rubbed down to half of what it was, bachas mikan isar, if it then loses even an isar worth of weight, asr, you can't use it anymore. Maikam, what does that mean? Amar Abaya, Abaya says, achikam, this is what it means. Pachsa sela, yoser mikde ona, if the sela, so it's not what I said, I said it went down to half of its weight. Abaya said, nonetheless, if you had a sela that went down more than the amount of ona, let's say more than a sixth, even an isar more than a sixth, asr, you cannot use it anymore. Amalei Rava, Rava said, yachi, if so, afilu mashu nami, why do you say an isar worth more than a sixth? It should be even a little bit more than a sixth. El Amar Rava, so rather Rava said, pachas sela isar ledinar. Let's say you have a sela coin, and it's lost weight. How much has it lost? It lost 4 isarim out of the sela, which is 1/6, according to Rabbi Meir, which is the amount of ona, according to Rabbi Meir. Aser, you can't use it as a full sela. Ustama Rabbi Meir, and the point of the Braisa is to follow the view of Rabbi Meir, that once it lost 1/6 of its weight, you can't use it anymore as a whole coin, because now it is ona. Tanan Asam, we have a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, sela senifsala, if you have a sela that can no longer be used, viskina sheyeshokaba mishkalos, and now he decided to turn the coin, instead of being a coin, into a weight. So now it's a utensil. So then, therefore, tmeya can become tame as a utensil. Ad kama tipaches v'yirasha l'kaima l'sela zu, how much can be worn out of this dinar and you're still allowed to keep this sela? How much can be worn out of the sela and you're still allowed to keep it? Shnei dinar, if it loses 2 dinar worth of weight, it lost half of its weight. Pachos mikan, if it lost less than, if it got even less than 2 dinarim, then yikot, you should cut the coin into 2 so that no one should use it. Yasser al kain, now let's say it got, it became less than 2 dinarim, it's still more than a shekel. So my, what's the law? Amar Rav Huna, pachos mikan yakutz. If it's less than that, still you should cut it. And yeser al kain yakutz. And if it's more than that, that's worn down, also you should cut it. However, if ami amar pachas mikan yikutz, yeser al kain yakaima. But if it's more than this, Rav Ami held you could hold on to it, because since it's so clear that it's lost so much weight, no one's going to think that it is a sela anymore. Meisvei, I'll challenge you. We learned in the Braisa, yeser al kain, if it is, if it lost more than that, mochra b'shavya, you can sell it at its weight. So my lav shepachsa yoser mikdei ona asa, that if it lost in terms of its weight more than 1/6, but it's still worth more than half of what it was, the Braisa says you can sell it what it was, what it's worth. You're allowed to keep it. That's against Rav Huna. It says you have to cut it. As the Gemara, lo, that's not what the Braisa means. What the Braisa means is Yisera. If it's more than 1/6, akati lo parsa bikte ona asa. What does more mean? It means that it hasn't lost the amount of 1/6. Mochra b'shavya, then you can sell it as if it's a whole coin. Meisvei, I'll challenge you. The Braisa said, ad kama tipaches v'hei rashoi l'kaima. How much could it, can you lose from the coin and you're still allowed to keep the coin? The sela, if you have a sela losing weight, ad shekel, if it goes down to 1 shekel. My lav de pachas porta porta. Presumably, it's that it loses a little bit, loses a little bit more. That's against Rav Huna. You're allowed to keep it all that time. Lo, that's not the case. Denafel nanura, it fell into a fire. V'ifchus b'chada zimna, and at one moment, it got lost an enormous amount of its weight. Amar Mar, we learned before that if you have a coin that's lost so much weight, it might be deceptive to people, you should break it. So how do you do that? The Braisa says, yikvena, make a hole in it, v'yitlena b'tzavar b'no b'tzavar b'ito, make it into a necklace on the neck of your son and daughter. or mini, but I'll challenge you. We learned lo yasena mishkal bein mishkalosav. You shouldn't make a coin that's lost a lot of weight into a weight amongst the weights. Velo yizrkena ben grutosav, and don't throw it amongst the broken coin, the broken utensils. Velo yikven of yiklan betzavar beno vetzar b'yitil. Don't make it a hole, make a hole in it, and put it on the necklace of your son and daughter. Elo yischok, either rub it down further, rub off the shape that's on it. O yitoch, or melt it. O yikutz, or cut it. O yoluch liyam ha-melach, or throw it into the Dead Sea, that it gets lost. Some Rebbe Lazar, Amila Rav Huna, Amila Rebbe Lazar. Some say Rebbe Lazar. Some say Rav Huna said in the name of Rebbe Lazar. Lo kash, it's not a contradiction. Khan, the Brisa says you can make it into a necklace. Is be'emtza, when you make the hole in the middle of the coin. So you make the hole in the middle of this, you know, worn down coin, no one's going to be able to use it anymore. Khan min atzad. When do we say you can't make a hole in it and make it a necklace? Is if you're going to make a hole on the top of the coin. Because if you make a hole in the top of the coin, someone might come and chip away that hole, and it'll just look like a coin. So therefore then, you can't do that. You have to throw it into the Dead Sea because it's been worn down from its weight, and it's a deceptive coin.
But why treat it in the Dead Sea? That's waste. You could just melt it and then use the
metal. Or melt it, that's true. You said Yitzchok, you can do that either. Ad masai mutter lahavzir. How long does the victim have to return the coin that's underweight? So the Mishnah said, "Bakrachim in the large cities at Shiur LaShulchani till he shows it to a money changer." But Kfarin in his villages at Arve Shabbos he has till Erev Shabbos. So Gemara says again, "Maishna b'sela." Why, when we talk about a deception in coins, the Maflig, we have a distinction between large cities and small villages. Maishna b'talis, and why, when there was a deception in regards to buying an object, a talis. Earlier we asked the question, then we didn't have an argument about the numbers. Here the other question is, here we don't have a distinction between the different cities. The Lomafli, we just said, as long as, if you had enough time to show it to a merchant and you didn't return then you can't return anymore. So Amar Abaya, Abaya said, Kitnan Masnisin, Betalis Bekrachim Tnan. That Mishnah was talking about a talis in the large cities, not in the villages. Rav Amar, like what Abaya said earlier, that it's really the same. The coins and the utensils are the same. Rav Amar, Rav said, no. Talis, a talis, kolish kimli begaveh, everybody knows how much it's worth. So even in the villages, I can find out from friends if I overpaid. Sela, but a coin, came to lav kolish kimli begaveh, el shulchani. The only person who will recognize if the coin's not heavy enough is going to be a money changer. Hilkach bakrachim, therefore in the big cities, the ikos shulchani, where there's a money changer all the time, I have time till I show it to the money changer. But in the villages, the only time we have a money changer is on a Friday, the Sulkin Lashuka, because that's when people go to the market to try to buy food for Shabbos, and then we'll see if the coin is not heavy enough, the merchants won't accept it, and then we'll know that it can be returned.